Welcome to Stuck Time to Improv. I'm Mary Scott with Business Riff, and I want startups to be wildly successful. Today, we're going to be talking about web analytics with Philippa Games, who's an expert at this. We're going to be talking about why they're important and what are like the top three analytics you should be paying attention to. So, thanks for coming, Philippa.
Hi, Mary. Great to be here.
Super. So why are web analytics important?
Well, basically because if you aren't paying attention to your website analytics, you're basically shooting in the dark with everything that you're doing with your investment, time, money, resources, whatever else in your website. Unless your website is absolutely literally a placeholder and plays absolutely no role in your business, which is true for a very small number of businesses, but in the main, not true. Right. So if your website has a role in your business, and especially obviously if you're actually trying to get sales or trying to get leads off of it, you really need to go know what's going on, because there are things that you can tell from the analytics that you wouldn't be able to know any other way.
Okay, so what are some of the analytics we should be looking at?
So, that's a question that everybody asks, is like, what are the top three things everybody should? And the answer is, I have no idea. In the sense, because it depends. It really depends on what your business is about and what you're trying to do. If you log into an analytics tool, you're going to see a bazillion metrics, graphs, charts, etc., right? And it can easily become extremely overwhelming in no time at all. And I know when I do talks on this, if I'm not careful, people glaze over. So hopefully nobody's glazing over right now, but the point is, there's no point actually in measuring anything unless you're going to do something about it. Because otherwise, you're going to have data, and that's lovely, but so what? Right. So,
So,
yes, obviously, you want to know some basics like how many people came to your website and so on. Because if you don't have any traffic, that's obviously where you should start. But beyond that, what are the most important things you need to know today to grow your business? Are there areas where things aren't working for you? Are there areas where you could be doing better? So the key to knowing what to measure is to really understand what your business is about and what your key outcomes are on your website.
For example, if you're posting videos on your site and you want to know how many of the people watching the videos then clicked on the book a call with me, where would those analytics be?
Yeah, video is a great area to look at, because you can actually tell how many people watch your video, but in addition to how many people watch it, how many people watch it all the way through. So it's very common for people to start a video and then to click out pretty quickly if they're not engaged in it. And that's important to know, because if your content isn't engaging people, you're not going to get anywhere. So yes, we want to know the conversions at the end of it. But we also actually would love to know a bit more about the video consumption itself. So, different analytics tools are going to report this in different ways. But I mostly work with Google Analytics. Some of this might require some customization. Google Analytics, for example, is supposed to measure certain things by default. It doesn't always work. So the important thing to know is, yes, this is possible, and you should be able to follow somebody, as you said, through the video and on, hopefully, to something that you want them to do. If you can't, it's well worth calling somebody who knows what they're doing and seeing if it's because your analytics aren't as customized as they could be in your situation.
How can you tell from analytics whether content is engaging or not?
Well, we just talked about video, so you can see how many people watch a video. And equally, for example, you can tell how many people listened all the way through the podcast, maybe that we're currently recording here. You can also look at things like how long people typically spend on a page. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean they're engaging with your content. They could have gone to make a cup of tea. So, we have to get real about this. But at the same time, you can see, for example, and again, you might need to customize a bit to do this, but you can see how far down the page people scroll. So, and that's important, especially if you have long pages of content. So long pages of content isn't a terrible thing, But if nobody scrolls all the way down the page, they're not seeing all of the content. And in particular, if your main call to action is at the bottom of the page, they're never going to see that if they don't scroll down there. This is another thing that I look for a lot. We started out by talking about the outcomes that you want from your site. So every page should have at least one call to action. You need to always be driving people through to what you want them to do next, because if you don't, it's quite unlikely that many of them will figure it out or spend the time trying to figure it out. But it's also important to see that when you have calls to action, that people are actually seeing them. So again, don't just have one call to action at the end. And one of my mantras is whenever you feel like somebody might be saying, "Tell me more," if you've got a "tell me more" moment, right? A call to action right there is a great thing to do. So you can break up a blog post with links to other parts of your site, with get this, do this, calls to your outcomes, and so on. But yeah, monitoring how people are interacting with your content is really good. And of course, you can also monitor, for example, how many of them might share it on social media and that kind of thing.
What's the difference between impressions and engagement?
Well, impressions is typically, we talk about that when we talk about advertising or search engine results, right? So an impression is basically when somebody sees your ad or sees your website in a list of results, or sees the page. I mean, an impression is when somebody sees it. Engagement then is when somebody actually interacts with it in some ways, spends time looking at it, scrolls down it, clicks on something, fills in a form, right? It's a bit more, well, it's a lot more proactive.
And how important are keywords if your content is pretty full?
So now you're talking about search engines
Okay.
and keywords. So keywords are what brings people to your site if they look up your site in a search engine, or in a, they're looking you up on LinkedIn or something like that. And yes, keywords obviously are important because that's how people find you. And a lot of times, as you say, and especially now in the age of AI, if your content by nature has a lot of your keywords in it, that's already a great start.
Okay, so what's a frequently asked question you get that you wish people would know before they talk to you?
My favorite question that if somebody asks me this, I know they're going to be a great client and we're going to have a good time, and they'll ask me literally, "Philippa, what do I need to know to run my business better?" It's a great question. What do I need to know to run my business better? They're not coming to me and saying, "Philippa, can you please give me 50 pages of analytics reports?" Because nobody asks for that, right? Nobody in their right minds wants that. It's much more about how can we work together, because you're the expert in your business. I'm hopefully know something about analytics. How can we work together to get the most out of your website for your business, to increase your profits, increase your ROI, and stop you wasting money on stuff that doesn't work?
That's excellent advice. I'm so glad you came on today, Philippa Gaines. And her business is Websites That Win. And we'll put contact information into comments when we post this. So thanks again.
Thank
And
you.
I'm Mary Scott with Business Riff. I want startups to be wildly successful. And one of the best things you can do to accomplish that is to book a call with me at businessriff.com and join us again next time for Stuck, Time to Improv.